There is a word in Greek dictionary, Christo.
Christo?
Yes.
A word here.
Christo.
The anointed. Anointed.
Yes. So, in India, the ordinary men, they call Krishna Christo. My younger brother, his name was Krishna, but we are calling Christo. That is ordinary use. So, this Christo word came from India. What is your opinion?
I'm sorry, can you, are you asking me?
Yes. Christo.
Christo.
Yes. This is called apabhramsa. Apabhramsa parvata. Parvata is spelling of Krishna.
I don't know the true answer to that question, I'm afraid.
And the meaning, anointed. What is the explanation of anointed?
I am not sure whether this was a title applied to him by his disciples, or whether it was a title which he himself explained to them. And it makes a difference whether he regarded himself as being anointed. If so, he would have said this was by his father.
Krishna is person.
It's the name.
It is name. It is a name, then it must be person.
Yes, that is true, but the name is not always the same as the thing it describes, or the person it describes. My name, I have said, is spelt in English in a certain way. It could be pronounced Waddle,
yes.
Waddle or...
No, I mean, there is similarity and the meaning anointed. And from Christo, the word Christ has come.
Yes, in English.
Yes. Now, with Christ, what is the meaning of Christ?
I will. It is this, that he has been anointed.
No, Christ means love, something like that.
It is connected, I suppose, with the word being grace. Is there's another Greek word which is charis, but I'm not a theologian, you know, I'm not a brilliant man who understands all the meanings of these words in Christian faith, but I think the word of Christ means anointed, and that it may well be connected with another word which means grace or favor. But I don't think it is the same word.
My idea is that if we can connect the Christo and Christ, the love of God, there is some meaning. Because we, our Krishna consciousness movement means we are teaching people how to love God.
And to love is very difficult.
Huh?
Is it not? It is very difficult.
It is not even that.
No, it is correct. It is very difficult and not difficult.
No. And in everything, there is a Bengali word. Jar kaj tare saje onno loke rakhi baje. Anything if one is practiced to do, he can be very easy. And for others, it is just like striking with a rod. Annalote Rashivad. Suppose if there is some difficulty in electricity, I do not know anything. And it is a very, very difficult task for me. But anyone who knows immediately connects to it. It is simply to know the art.
Yes. I would say, with respect, it is easier to feel love for people. It is not always easier to put this love into practice. Sometimes, to love, you may have to be hard, apparently hard, to a person, if you wish to help them.
The thing is that we want to love people, we want to help them, but if we do not know the process, the same thing, love, you should know the process, how to love. So our process is, according to Vedic Indian, that yathā parurmūla nishītaneha trippanti taskanda bhyopasā. It's like if you pour water on the root of the tree, automatically the branches, the trees, everything, water. Prāno bhāharāsya jatīndhyāna. If you supply food to the stomach, the energy is distributed to the hands, legs, eyes, and everything. This is the process. But if you take the food and separately put on the eyes and the ears and the hands and the fingers, it is useless.
Yes, I agree.
Similarly, if you try to pour water to each leaf of the tree, it is simply a waste of time. Similarly, God is the root of everything. Our Vedanta Sutra says, Janmādhāsya, absolute truth, where from everything has come. So, if we love the root, God, then we can love. Otherwise, it is simply a waste of time. They are trying. The so-called humanitarian war, they are trying. Unity and fraternity and so on, big wars, but it has not come to it. Because there is no love of God. It has failed. In the United Nations, central point is missing. So, our Vedic injunction is that Savaipam Sang Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Radhokhali. That system of religion is perfect, which teaches how to love God. It doesn't matter, Christian religion, Hindu religion, Mohammedan religion, it doesn't matter. But God minus, this is the present position. Everyone wants to make minor happy. This is that. They have no clear idea. If I want to love you, I must have a clear idea. On his idea I cannot love. But they have no clear idea. What is wrong? So how they can love God? And because they have failed to love God, all the so-called love, humanitarian, philanthropy, wars, you know, they have become useless.
Yes. The problem is a big one. we are perhaps sent into this earth to know, to learn.
No.
How to love.
I have got some objection. You cannot begin any scientific statement with the word perhaps. We don't accept.
I am.
You must be sure. You must be sure.
I do not wish to be presumptuous.
As soon as I said perhaps, maybe, that is, there are no many. Because it is not certain. We have no clear idea.
But are there not things about which in the mortal life one can have no clear idea?
But if there is clear idea, why they should not take it? Why they should speculate, perhaps maybe?
But there are many things about which I cannot have any clear idea. I cannot.
You cannot have, but if you get clear idea, why you do not take it?
Well, I mean, even in the physical realm, I cannot at this moment conceive what it is like, say, to be in Sydney, in many cities in the world. There are many things, many bits of knowledge which I cannot have. I cannot be everywhere at once. I am here now. I do not even know what is happening in the place from which I come.
Yes.
And I must accept that. It is I cannot be certain about that. Would you not agree?
But there is a process. Suppose you are not in Sydney, but if there is a radio message from Sydney, how do you accept it?
Oh, well, I believe it.
That makes no sense.
But that is not, belief is not quite
no, that is belief, that's fact. Suppose a radio message is coming from Sydney. He accepts it. Fact. Although I am not in Sydney. So it is a question of process, how to receive the message. If the process is perfect, then the message is perfect.
But one has to believe.
Yes, if the process is perfect, one has to believe. One has to not
believe. I mean,
that's why I give you one example. Nobody knows who is his father. Neither it is possible to know one's father by speculation. But there is a process. If you ask your mother, and he is going to learn his father, you accept the process and you get the perfect knowledge.
One could look like one's brother. One could look very much like one's brother.
But I don't know.
You do not have to say, I have a brother. Brother?
Brother, yes.
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 Who is very like me. And, well, this helps me to believe that I know who my father was.
No. That is another thing, because one gentleman resembles your features. You think that he is your brother, that is another thing. But here, the process, if you want to know who is your father, the process is that he should be known through the mother. There is no other process. It is not the suggestion, because somebody resembles my pet, he is my father. Not like that. It is a perfect process.
Oh yes, I look, I perceive what you have. You're not adding a number.
You cannot understand your father by any other process. This is the only process. That means things which are unknown, beyond our conception, you have to know it through the authority. Just like you know your father through the authority of your mother.
Oh, yes. I agree. But
you cannot say that things which is beyond our imagination. Cannot be known. You cannot say that. Can be known. Provided you have got the real process.
And afraid I must make, as far as I am concerned, a clear division between what I know and what I believe. There are certain things, it is maybe partly a use of words, but whereas I know that I am here, and that I have people in, I am in the same room with other men.
Do you think that this process, as I suggested, to know one's father through the authority of the mother, is not perfect?
Oh, well, I think it's as near perfect as you could get.
Why say as near? Why still doubt?
Not quite the same thing as my knowing that I am here. There's a famous French philosopher who began all his philosophy from the phrase, I am conscious, therefore I know that I exist. And he deduced everything, you know, starting from here.
That's a fact. You are conscious, I am conscious. That's a fact. It is not a question of belief. It is not a question of belief. Belief may be wrong. But fact is fact.
Yes, agreed.
So, when one shall say that I am conscious, you say you are conscious, you are conscious. That's a fact. And that consciousness is the symptom of the presence of the soul. Because from the dead body means when the soul departs from the body, there is no more consciousness.
Now this is something on which I think I'm probably too young or too... I have not thought enough about it to be able to tell you very clearly, or to define very clearly what I think. This is very difficult, I know. But I'm conscious that I do not know about this. I can make certain...
Therefore...
I'm trying to accept what you say, but I cannot
therefore,
say that I know.
When we are in doubt, then we have to refer to the opposite. And you are diseased.
Oh, yes.
You go to the physician. What is the cause of my stomach? Similarly, when you are in doubt, you have to have cause and authority to clear the doubt. Otherwise, you remain in doubt, ignorance.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Therefore, our basic intention is Tadvijnana tam sa gurumeva abhigacche. That we can, in order to clear the doubt, to be in perfect knowledge, one must approach the authorized, bona fide spiritual master.
Can we go back to the physician? It is possible for a physician to be wrong.
Yes, we are always wrong. Because we are born ignorant. Everything is wrong. Because ignorant, foolish. Man's conception is all wrong. Childish.
Yes.
Therefore, we send our boys, children to school.
Yes.
To correct the wrong ideas.
But some of the teachers
the process is you have to go to the teacher. But if the teacher is a cheater, then the whole thing is fine. A teacher must be teacher, perfect teacher. But if he happens to be Sita, then the whole thing is wrong.
But the human situation is often a sort of mixture of the two. Sometimes.
No, mixture of two, that may be. But the process is that we have to approach the real teaching.
But
just like we approach the mother, mother happens to be not cheater, but if the mother happens to be a cheater, then I'm cheater. I'm cheater. I don't get the information of my real father. But it is expected the mother should not cheat.
Yes, but it is expected.
So it is my misfortune. If I get a cheater mother, then my whole life is fine.
But the teacher may be wrong.
No, he is not teacher. If the teacher is wrong, he is cheater. That is how
it is. This is the point which we have learned.
This is the real point. If you have to go to a teacher, you must go to a real teacher. You don't go to a cheater.
But suppose I teach you something, a subject in which knowledge is not complete.
Then you should not be teacher. Then you should not be teacher. Then you are teacher.
No, because knowledge
is teacher means when I approach a teacher, he must be bona fide teacher. He should not be cheated. If he has no sufficient knowledge, he should not pose himself as a teacher.
Well, I'm afraid I would be right out of court, because you see, I have often to confess to my pupils that I do not know.
Yes, that is going on, but that is not a teacher.
But I well,
you do not know, you do not become a teacher.
That is well, I'm not too sure that I could
get that. You must be sure that whatever knowledge you are gaining, that is perfect.
Then, possible. In that case, I should have to pretend. I would have to pretend to know something which I do not know.
Oh,
then I should be a cheater, would I?
Yes.
And that would be wrong.
Yes.
And there must be benefits which I do not know.
It is better to become honest. If I do not know anything perfectly, I should not be teacher. That is the right thing.
Yes.
I mean, if I have a doubtful knowledge, perhaps maybe, why should I be teacher? I should say, no, I cannot teach. The subject is unknown. That is our point.
Yes. I must say that there are many things
that are going on. Therefore, people are misled.
I would mislead them more if I said that I knew.
No, I knew. If you do not know, why should you say you knew? That is another thing.
I mean,
when you know.
Oh, yes, I don't pretend. But when I do not know something, then I admit that I do not know.
Yes, that's all right. But in that case, one should not take the post of the teacher. That is our basic Indian. One must know perfectly.
I think there are many things which about which knowledge is changing. There are things
that which you have here,
certain bits of equipment.
That is described in the Vedic literature. Andhara andai upaniya mana. A blind man is trying to lead other blind men.
I suspect that is as probably very near to the truth human situation.
What is the meaning? If I am blind, and if there are hundreds of blind men, all right, come on.
I think we are all partially blind.
Eh?
I think we are all partially blind.
No, then there is no position of knowledge. Somebody must be with eyes, he can be knowledge. That is our proposition. As soon as he says blind, there must be somebody with eyes. It is a relative term. It is a relative term.
Does this come forward?
He cannot say all are blind. There is no question of blind and with manner. As soon as you accept blind man, you must have said the other side, man is eyes.
Oh, I see. You mean that just to distinguish from white, black.
Yes, that is
relative word. I agree, but I am using this in as an example, not as an absolute description. I think my view, very plainness of the whole of which I am, as I say, I think, an imperfect part, a part which is trying to learn something which I'm not even quite sure what it is.
No, this is your perfect gentleman, that you take the running bar. That's fine. But our point is that from imperfect man, imperfect knowledge is easy. We cannot expect perfect knowledge from imperfect man.
But where does your perfect knowledge
come from? That is.
And how do you recognize?
Yes, that is very important point. Where to get perfect? That is what. That is intelligence. Therefore, the Vedas say, Guru Meva Vidat say, to go to a guru. Guru means him who knows better than, or who knows perfect. That is it.
But you see, this is...
We have to find out. We have to find out who can give the perfect knowledge.
How do you know?
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
May I ask this? This is the point.
Yes.
I would find, you know, without disrespect, this is something which... it's very difficult, whatever kind of faith you have.
It is not a question of faith. Faith may be wrong, belief may be wrong. That perfect knowledge can be received from perfect source. So, God is perfect. God is perfect. As one who follows the path of God, he is also perfect.
But he is different from God, is he?
Really? This way,
this is in
the temple. Mana gives the perfect knowledge. And the son receives the knowledge. So, the knowledge received from the mother by the son is perfect. The son may not be perfect, but because he has received the knowledge from the mother, which is perfect, therefore he is perfect.
In what respect do you consider yourself different from God?
Do you think I am also equal with God?
What I want to know is what you feel your relationship to God is.
My reason is, it's just like father and son.
Yes.
The son is not different from the father. At the same time, he is different from the father.
Yes.
The same relationship. We are all sons of God.
Yes.
Therefore, simultaneously, we are one and different. As son, the ingredient, the same. But his father We are not regular. This is called the philosophy of Achinta Bheda. Bheda means different and Abheda means one. So simultaneously one and different.
May I ask you another question? Which is, I have a mortal father. A mortal father. My parents are father and mother. Do you think that my father is in any way different in his parentage of me from God in his parentage of me?
Everyone. Not only your father, your grandfather, your grandson.
Yes.
The same relationship. Simultaneously, one and different.
Yes.
Just because we are spirit soul and God is the supreme soul. All the souls have come emanated from Him. He is the Supreme Soul and Paramatma, the exact word used in the Vedic language. Paramatma, Parabrahma, Parameshvara. This word Param. Param means Supreme.
I accept
the divinity.
That I mean, Charles.
God. In the Vedas, it is saying that God is just like a person. Like you and me, that we are a person, we are talking face to face. Similarly, God is also a person. But, we are also a person. But what is the difference between these two classes of person?
Exactly.
Yes, the difference is, because you bhunam vidurādhikāman, God is the maintainer, the supplier of all necessities of these so many persons. That is God.
I accept this.
We are maintained, and He is maintained now.
Yes.
And then, otherwise, God is also a person, I am also a person. One is maintainer, and the others, the plural one, they are maintained. In Christian religion also, the same idea is God is not always there, maintenance. So that is the difference. He is a great supplier, and you are a great eater. That's all.
He doesn't supply his bread to everybody.
Everyone, yes. Everyone. Beginning,
people die, do they not?
Die, that is another thing. People die. Even if they have got many things to eat, he still eats. Can you say it? That does not depend on eating. There are many men, they die.
Although they are taking you too literally.
Huh?
Let us forget about that.
You say they are dying. God is not supplying. There is a mistake like that. God is supplying. He's dying, that's why. It is not that because there is want of supply, therefore he's dying. There's a mistake in it. There, he's not dependent on the supply of food. There are so many other causes.
Oh, yeah, I agree about that, but you cannot.
And then if you have sufficient to eat, you cannot avoid it. So death is inevitable. That is the problem of material life. Birth, death, old age and disease. So you cannot avoid it. So long you are material existing. This can be avoided when you are spiritually elevated. That is our moment.
Yes, you cannot live without, you do not, as we say, live by bread alone.
Yeah.
And in that sense, that may be the sense in which you wish me to take the sense of the, what you're saying, that God supplies bread, because bread could be both bread for the spirit or soul.
No, bread is material. Bread is material. To maintain your material body, he requires material bread. But spiritual body does not depend on material bread.
Could we go back to the relationship between you, or all of us, and God? What my own experience has suggested to me is that the language which I use and the language which has been used by others to describe what we think Him to be is not really capable of accomplishing this very difficult task. It is an impossible task in that, because we are describing something which is so immeasurably greater and more difficult to understand fully. We can have a relationship, but I find it the language which we use is of
interest,
of mortal things which are in our experience, we apply those to something beyond the purely mortal realm, and sometimes the descriptions we use are to be taken only to a certain extent. They are useful as illustrations, but they are not to be taken as necessarily a fact. I think this has misled many people when they think about God. That we use a description and it's rather like what we talked about to begin with, the question of name.
Mm-hmm.
Name. If I wrote my name for my friend here, and we joked as we came in about how this name should be pronounced. And of course it depends how well people would know me. Which name would apply to me. But I want to go one further than that, and I want to say that to know a name or a large number of facts, to be able to make a large number of statements about people, is not the same as really knowing this person. And this is our difficulty, as I see it, in relating ourselves to God.
Mm-hmm.
Although we make many statements about Him, which are often picturesque ones, we say that He's almighty, that He can, in our even move mountains, or all sorts of separate statements like that. If you take all those statements together, they wouldn't
that's not Paul at all. One man is engineer. He finds addressing Mr. Engineer. What is wrong?
Oh, there's nothing wrong. So long as you...
No, this particular name, when I speak,
yeah.
What is wrong?
The only thing is that it is not complete.
Why not? That engineer was... complete things. He says so.
That would not be a complete description of
Not that easy, but it is complete.
It is true, but it's not
complete. When it is true, it is complete.
No, I think it is. I don't think so. If the eye is, if I say this wall is white, that is the true statement, but it is not a complete statement. Because this wall is not like all white walls. There are many white walls which have not got curves in the corners, or decoration at that particular
point. Yes. That's like when we say God, Krishna, this word conveys the meaning all attract. What is it all? This Krishna means all attract. So, unless God is all attractive, how you can become God? It is not that God is for me, God. God is for you also. God is for him also.
Yes.
Therefore, he must be all attractive.
Yes.
But this is for
not necessarily in the same way.
Huh? No.
Because you have to understand
what is God. If you try to understand in this way, that God is good, God is all attractive. Is it not perfect?
It is a partial statement.
Yes.
But it doesn't tell me.
Then when you go deep into the matter, you understand more and more. Mm-hmm. In the beginning.
But you will never, I suspect, here on earth.
That's suspicion. I've already answered. You have to go through a process, a life process. Yes. Then there will be no suspicion. The same example. But if you do not go through the process, you will be always suspicious.
Yes. When I say this step, what I mean is not anything bad.
No, I don't understand.
But I'm not sure about
Yes, I think it's true. So that aspiration will continue unless we take the right process.
But there are, I do not think that this God gave me my mind with my eyes, my sight, hearing, and all these factors of the senses and the intellect and the soul, if we are correctly speaking when we speak of it as something independently existing.
Yeah.
He did not expect me, I'm sure, to reject questions, i.e. my religion, and my must be just as much a part of me as all that my intellect tells me. There must be no question which my religion cannot stand up to.
First of all, you say that God has given you the intellect.
Yes.
He can withdraw it.
Well, we say not. Because
if he has been, he can be God.
Oh, I think, well, we have a rather a strange view of God.
And you may have a strange view here on me. As soon as you say God has given him intellect, he can withdraw your intellect.
But you see, what we have also to explain why all men are not good.
Huh?
Now, if God were chose, he could force all men to be good, but that is not
God has given intellect to become good, but because he disobeyed God, he has become bad.
But if God is all power and he cared to use
he does not interfere with your little intellect.
But this is actually what I'm the point which you were trying to
in Bhagavad Gita, God says that you surrender it. That means if you like yourself, because it is not forcing, you must. It is not forcing.
Otherwise,
there is no meaning of being part and parcel of God. God is fully independent. And we are minute part of God. Therefore, we are God independent. That independence is minute.
Okay.
But there is. So, if God interferes with your independence, then you no longer have part and parcel of God.
Yeah.
Therefore, God says that you do this. Now, I misuse my independence, I do not do it. Therefore, I am bad.
Our positions do not differ on this point.
Huh?
We think exactly the same.
Yes. We do not do it. That's why your father said, by your son, do that. But you disobey. That's who your bad son. So, my badness is creation of my misuse of image.
Yeah. But it may not be entirely willful.
Yes, because God has given you the intelligence, and as I said, He can withdraw. Just like the same thing. The father said, my dear son, do like this. But he is persisting, being otherwise.
Yes, and the same reason that he was not forced was therefore, for the same reason, not withdraw my intellect, having given it to her.
Although my intellect means, I give you the intellect that you do like this, but you are persistent being otherwise, or like every life.
Yeah.
This is it.
Oh, yes. But one may...
There is no fault.
Yes. But what I want to go back to is the reason for disobedience. There are many possible ones. One may first not know what one is supposed to do.
Yes.
Secondly, is that right? You agree about that?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We do not know anything. We are to be considered all fools and dunces. That is our position. As soon as we come to this material world,
yes,
accept a material body. Mm-hmm. We are all fools and dunces.
Do you accept the whole of the material world? Do you think there are some things in it which are wrong?
Just like as soon as you come to the prison house, you are all prisoners. You may be very intelligent, but because you are in the prison house, you are criminal.
Criminal.
Because you are in the prison house, that is the proof that you are a criminal. You may be very intelligent.
Oh, yes, I'm not claiming
any living entity who is originally part and parcel of God. God is all good. Therefore, the part and parcel of God is also all good. But as soon as comes to the material world, he has been put into the prison world within. He is it. Now he has to undergo the criminal law. Similarly, because we have come to this material world, we have to undergo the material tribulations. Oh. You cannot doubt.
Well, this is a very long. We are now on a topic on which I should have to require or ask, much more time than I have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am a person with responsibility to my boys. I must go now and say our prayers in a Christian way, which when we profess up there, not all believe, but some do, and they must be given their chance. Will you please excuse me at this moment? I would very much like to come back.
Yes, you can. Yes, very well done.
Yes?
Yes.
If you feel it is all and everything, and if it's all,
then 4 o'clock.
Thank you to you.
You can come.
Very nice. After
4 o'clock.
Yes. Well, we have a very busy week because, as I say, we are correcting papers, we are ending our term. But what we are talking about is something which doesn't change today, tomorrow, or yesterday. So, when these things have been done, perhaps next week, I will come down.
Oh, yes. I want that responsible persons like you to try to understand the scientific value of this movement.
Yeah.
It is not sentimental. It is based on philosophy, science, authority. So,
when it's on this question of authority,
yeah,
in a sense, we would have the greatest difficulty. But another time,
and every religion is authority. That's
it. It is, yes.
Yes.
But every individual is free and must fight for themselves.
No, we are providing it. Our proposition is that Sabai Kumsang Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Radhukhaj. That is first class religion, which teaches the followers how to love God. This is our proposition.
Well, we're happy. We have a lot to. It's quite possible.
Yes.
I too have been sent.
Give me some prasad. Our only fighting is against atheism, godlessness. This is our manifest.
I agree.
Yes. People say there is no God, God is there. This is our humbug. So many atheist people. We are living fight against this atheism.
Will you excuse me? I must tell I must. I have my boys. They're going to meet. I must be with them.
There is some question.
The teacher is just down the road in the school.
Yes.
Little this.
Oh.
Yes.
Just run back.
Yes, baby.
There I think just.
Yes, little. I am
beautiful. Just a little.
It is very good. That's true.
Thank you.
All right.